Hi again, and welcome to this Tuesday's edition of Our Daily Bread. Today's reading is titled Safe and Still, and it was written by So Chi Dixon. As a full of energy preschooler, my son Xavier avoided afternoon quiet time. Being still often resulted in an unwanted, though much needed nap. So, he'd wiggle in his seat, slide off the sofa, scoot across the hardwood floor, and even roll across the room to evade the quiet. Mom, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I have to go to the bathroom. I want a hug. Understanding the benefits of stillness, I'd help Xavier settle down by inviting him to snuggle. Leaning into my side, he'd give in to sleep. Early in my spiritual life, I mirrored my son's desire to remain active. Busyness made me feel accepted, important, and in control, while noise distracted me from fretting over my shortcomings and trials. Surrendering to rest only affirmed my frail humanity. So, I avoided stillness and silence, doubting God could handle things without my help. But He's our refuge. No matter how many troubles or uncertainties surround us, the path ahead may seem long, scary, or overwhelming, but His love envelops us. He hears us, answers us, and stays with us, now and forever into eternity. We can embrace the quiet and lean into God's unfailing love and constant presence. We can be still and rest in Him, because we're safe under the shelter of His unchanging faithfulness. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue Him. I will protect Him, for He acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer Him. I will be with Him in trouble. I will deliver Him and honor Him. With long life, I will satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your protection in the midst of danger. You don't promise us a life of perfection without difficulty or pain, but You do promise that You'll be with us in the imperfections. May we take comfort in that and seek refuge under Your wings. Thank You, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries,